What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. I came across this story about a January 6er who was charged in Texas on Sunday for deadly conduct and harassment. And it made me kind of think, you know, we should circle back on this and like do an accounting of what the state of play is with all of the criminals that Donald Trump pardoned because they were soldiers in his effort to overturn the democracy, and assess, you know, what that says about the law and order party and, you know, whether they actually care about keeping people safe. And so I kind of just want to run through everything, maybe even in a way that you could send around to people in your life, because I would presume that most people who aren't actual insurrectionists themselves, people who genuinely care about law and order, would be pretty outraged when they learn about the scale of reoffending that we've seen from people who are pardoned by Trump. So overall, Crew had done a report in December that at least 33 January 6 insurrectionists pardoned by Trump were rearrested, charged, or sentenced for other crimes. That number has increased since then. And so I wanted to go through like the last couple months, just the period of March, April, and May, and look at what has happened with January 6ers in our courts. I want to start here with Andrew Paul Johnson. He had pled guilty for climbing into the Capitol through a broken window. You can see the picture of him here. He described himself as a proud J6er. He on the bullhorn, in his bullhorn on January 6th, he shouted, "We have a fucking job to finish." He also called himself on social media an American terrorist. You can see right here his ex bio, proud J6er, Nietzschean, anarcho-capitalist. You know, wasn't exactly like the type of guy that just accidentally ended up at the Capitol that day. This was somebody who was an active, self-identified participant in the attempt to overturn the election. He was sentenced to life in prison 2 months ago for sexually abusing two children. So according to NPR, the story is that Johnson tried to keep the children quiet by telling them he would share millions of dollars in restitution money he expected to receive from the Trump administration in connection with his January 6th case. So he tried to silence the abused kids by bribing them with our money, with taxpayer money that he thought he was going to get, because Donald Trump isn't just pardoning the January 6ers, but we're also looking at having settlements with them from the Department of Justice using taxpayer dollars. So that's number one, Andrew Paul Johnson. All right, now let's fast forward to April, and we have David Daniel. David Daniel pled guilty to assaulting law enforcement on January 6th. It was only 2 weeks after that that he received clemency for Trump. You can see a picture of him here after his scuffle with law enforcement. You see him a little red there, trying to hydrate. In addition to being a January 6er, he has another thing in common with Andrew Paul Johnson. He also was arrested for sexual impropriety involving a minor. In Daniel's case, he had a sexual exploitation charge with a minor. He was in possession of sexually explicit images of children. According to court documents in 2015 and 2016, Daniel enticed a minor under the age of 12 to engage in sexually explicit conduct under the age of 12. So that's like for the Megyn Kellys of the world who were saying that the Epstein thing wasn't a big deal if the girls were 15, 16, 17. That's not the case here. David Daniel was dealing with a minor under the age of 12 and had them engage in sexually explicit conduct. His lawyer tried to get him off for the child sex crimes by saying that they would be lumped in with the January 6th pardon. That didn't completely work, but he did get a plea agreement for it. So that is March and April 2, pardon January 6, or is being rearrested for child sex crimes. Next, we have Daniel Tochi. This was also a case that was sentenced back in March. He got received 4 years in prison for possessing. Let me see if you can guess. Yeah, that's right. Child sex material. More than 100,000 child sexual abuse images and videos. 100,000? And that is a shit ton of kiddie porn that Daniel Tochi was arrested for. He had previously been arrested for destroying government property on January 6th and was about to be on trial before he was pardoned. So again, in all these cases, we're not just picking people that showed up to the rally, that maybe had been confused, maybe had bought into the information they were hearing in conservative news outlets about how the election had been stolen. All three cases we've talked about, these are people that charged the Capitol, went into the Capitol. In one case, it was someone that had attacked a police officer. And all three then subsequently had child sex trafficking issues. Federal prosecutors wrote in the sentencing memo regarding Daniel Tochi that in addition to the child sex abuse material, Tochi's laptop contained extremely disturbing images of violent acts, such as a cat being killed by being put in a blender, a male shooting a female in the head, a dog being beaten to death, and severed heads and limbs, as well as images and videos of bestiality. So, that's Daniel Tochi. He was pardoned by Donald Trump.
This message is brought to you by ZocDoc. We all know that health issues don't follow the 9-to-5 schedule. With ZocDoc, having no time to book a doctor's appointment is actually no problem. So when you don't have time for yourself until 11 p.m., or you cut a finger making a midnight snack, been there, or if you're doom scrolling and panic about your symptoms at 3 a.m., definitely been there. Go to ZocDoc.com anytime, 24/7, and find a doctor you love to make your health plan happen, even if it's way after hours. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone who you love. And folks, I love using ZocDoc.com. Yeah, I have two parents, both of whom are doctors, but they're retired now. They're getting a little old. They can't diagnose as well as they used to. I need real professionals, so I turn to ZocDoc.com for that. Stop putting off those doctor's appointment and go to ZocDoc.com/bulwarktakes to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/bulwarktakes. ZocDoc.com/bulwarktakes. Thanks to ZocDoc for sponsoring this message.
One move forward to even more recent cases. So we have two in March and one in April regarding child sex crimes. Now, just last week, we have the case of Zachary Allam. Allam was sentenced to 8 years in prison, one of the stiffest among all of the rioters on January 6th, for 8 felonies related to January 6th, including assaulting Capitol Police officers and breaking windows in the House Speaker's lobby. You can see right here him pulling back his arm to punch, either a window there or a police officer, screaming at police officers after he's being detained. So another case of someone that assaulted a cop that Donald Trump pardoned. Says he's for backing the Blue Lives Matter. These are two pardons of people that assaulted cops who have reoffenses just in the last 2 months. In regards to his case, at the Capitol, prosecutors called Allam one of the most violent and aggressive rioters that day. They said he spent the day antagonizing officers and inciting other rioters, culminating in his repeated violent and forceful attempts to reach congressional members and staffers as they frantically evacuated the House floor. So thank God for the Capitol Police, by the way. And it's a true shame that the Republican members of Congress who were protected by them that day, who are fleeing, who are hiding, people like Marco and Mullen, now denounce them, now make fun of them, call them liars, go after people like Michael Fanone when they're being protected by them, being attacked by people like Zachary Allam. So you'd assume that somebody like Zachary Allam, who was one of the most violent and aggressive rioters that day, would not have received clemency, but he did. Donald Trump gave him a pardon, and last week he was sentenced to 7 years in prison after he was found guilty of breaking and entering an occupied home and grand larceny in Virginia. In this case, Alum had broken into a home in Henrico County. After the family living there encountered him, he claimed to be at the home to fix the internet service, and then fled with electronics and jewelry. So breaking and entering and thieving. So no signs of kiddie porn there. But he was convicted on 8 other felonies. And again, I think a lot of the people that Republicans are trying to reach are folks that living in otherwise pretty safe communities like in Henrico County, and, you know, do not want people to feel like they have impunity to break into their home and steal things just because they're on Donald Trump's side and Donald Trump had pardoned them. But that is what was happening here. That was just last week. We have another recent case. There's another one you might have seen in the news from Christopher Moynihan, who threatened to kill Hakeem Jeffries. So kind of a pattern of behavior when it comes to political violence, something that we've been condemning across the board here in the Borg. And I think that this is a good example of why it's important to draw the line in every case of political violence. With Christopher Moynihan, he was sentenced to almost 2 years in prison in 2023 for the Capitol riot. Prosecutors said he entered the Senate gallery and paged through a notebook on top of the senator's desk and took photos with his cell phone during the riot. He said, "There's got to be something in here we can fucking use against these scumbags." You can see the pictures here of him and his Henley rifling through papers on the Senate floor. And in some ways, this is a tragic case. This guy obviously is mentally unwell, gets tricked by the current president, who advanced a series of lies that he knows are lies about what happened in the 2020 election. This guy believed that he was, like, in a true crime story, I guess, was going to be able to find the evidence that proved that Donald Trump really won if he stormed into the Capitol and rifled through papers and documents. Really sad, but it's the kind of person that needs help. Instead, Donald Trump pardoned him and, you know, basically emboldened and enabled his behavior, which you won't not be shocked to hear led to follow-up behavior, something that you would learn any parent knows about how you treat a child. In the case of Moynihan, as mentioned, he pled guilty this year for threatening to kill Hakeem Jeffries. He wrote in a text, according to the criminal complaint, "Hakeem Jeffries makes a speech in a few days in NYC. I cannot allow this terrorist to live. Even if I am hated, he must be eliminated. I will kill him for the future." So thank God for law enforcement was able to intercept him before he was able to do anything. But that is another January 6th rioter who received Trump clemency. So before we get to the last one, which was what kind of prompted the video. So to recap here, these are just from the last couple of months. We have Andrew Paul Johnson, who pled guilty for climbing into the Capitol through a broken window. He was sentenced to life in prison in March after he was convicted of repeatedly sexually abusing two children. We had David Daniel, who had kiddie porn and also enticed a minor under the age of 12 to engage in sexually explicit content. We had Daniel Tochi, who had an ungodly amount of child sex porn and images, in addition to a bunch of other disturbing images that I'm not going to repeat. We had Zachary Allum, who broke and entered into the Capitol and then broke and entered into a suburban home to steal jewelry and electronics. We have Christopher Moynihan, who broke into the Capitol and then said he was going to try to kill Hakeem Jeffries. And finally, as mentioned, this is just from Sunday. We have Ryan Nichols. Ryan Nichols had pled guilty for assaulting police with a pepper spray on January 6th. He had been sentenced to 63 months in prison and another 36 months of supervised release. He was charged on Sunday for once again engaging in deadly conduct and harassment. You can see this picture of Nichols from January 6th next to the broken window on the bullhorn. After he received clemency, he tried to run for Congress, but that campaign didn't go well. His charge on Sunday was in relation to Nichols confronting a person in a church parking lot. When the person tried to leave and de-escalate the situation, Nichols raised his shirt to show a firearm, placed his hand on the grip of the firearm, menaced the person, and that's illegal even in Texas. So there we go. That is 6 of the most recent offenders. As Crew reported, now we have somewhere around 36 of the January 6th rioters who have reoffended. And you don't need to overstate the case. And it's just, it was totally unacceptable from the start. Even Trump's own vice president, J.D. Vance, said before he granted them all clemency that he did not expect him to give clemency to the people that attacked police officers that day. Like, even J.D. Vance said that he wasn't going to do that. He did it, and they're reoffending. They are menacing people. They're menacing children. And it is just a total affront to anybody that actually cares about law enforcement. It is a counter to public safety. It's morally wrong. And the victims of these men, I just absolutely infuriating on their behalf, the victims of these men, because none of them should have been able to go out and do this and feel like they could do this with impunity because they wore MAGA hats. And that's a bad place to be for the country. So we'll continue to follow this. I think it's important because I think I'm sorry to be a catastrophizer and alarmist, but as we get ahead to the midterm elections and then into 2028, the precedent that was set here incentivizes people to do bad things. And so I don't even want to put it out into the universe, but I think it's something that we should be monitoring very closely, and we'll continue to monitor here at The Bulwark. So subscribe to the feed. Appreciate you all very much. Tell your friends, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.